Blog Talk Radio.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power.
Come on. Come on, you declare it.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break, break every chain.
Break every chain.
Come on, say to
break every, break every chain. Break every chain.
There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. Yeah. To break every chain, break every chain.
Francis Bernard? Okay. Just a minute. Okay, then, so I'm going to go with the time of reflection with New Destiny Ministry. I didn't say it all that, but it was shut down for a minute. And can you hear me, Evangelist? Okay. Can you hear me, Minister Cardwell?
I hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I'm just going now because Evangelist Bernard said she couldn't hear anything on the line. 832-9699. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. God bless you. Okay. Thank you. The Mother Charity. Mother Charity, can you hear me?
I can hear you now, but I had to call in about three different times. So where the phone, wasn't nobody on the line.
On the line, but you hear me. So
couldn't hear nobody. It was just blank on there. Wasn't nobody on there.
Okay, I was on there.
And I had to hang up, and then I dialed right back, and there wasn't nobody on there at all. And I hang up, and I dialed back again. I don't know what was wrong.
Okay, but now, because Evangelist Bernard came on, so I'm opening this up a minute to see can y'all hear me. And she said she couldn't hear anything, but she's going to call back on and speak her on, and they dropped off, but I see they're back on. So everybody.
Yeah. I don't know. It's something in the line or something, because my line dropped off about three times.
Okay, but you can hear me good now, right, Mother Charity?
Yeah, I can hear you good now, right.
And so I'm going to close y'all line and go with what we were talking about. Just hit a thing. Then I'm going to turn it over to, if Evangelist Bernard is back on. Not on, we're going to turn it over to our speaker. You know, they probably don't want this word out, but the blood of Jesus, go over here. And I was saying, you know, we say this every day. So I think I just want to hit another point about prayer requests or you would like to share on the broadcast the New Destiny Ministry, P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. And then also we invite you to like our New Destiny Ministry page on Facebook and Twitter at New Destiny 54. Listen online also at www.newdestinyministry.com to hear our archive messages. And I went back to there because later on maybe somebody want to hear the word that's been spoken and it's a blessing, so they'll know how to come on there. And then I'm always saying we truly appreciate and are thankful for your tremendous support of the godly men and women that willingly share the anointed, powerful word of God with each of you that call in and those that visit this broadcast by internet or chat room. Don't sign off because God has a rhema word just for you. And with that, Evangelist Bernard?
Yes, ma'am. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, they couldn't hear out. Well, we're going to turn it over to our founding host, Evangelist Adrian Bernard, all the way from New Orleans. I checked the thing. I checked the chat, and everybody answered. Okay, God bless, Evangelist.
Amen, amen. Well, we were having some technical difficulties, but that's all right. We know anytime God has a word for us and anytime God is trying to get something to us, there's always an opposing factor. Amen. But we're going to bind those spirits right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come before you this afternoon, God. We're thanking you for another opportunity to come on this radio broadcast and lift up the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for all our radio listeners. We thank you for those that are tuning in live, those that may need to hear this word a little bit later and they're on their job. God, we're asking you to bless in a magnificent way. Lord God, we're asking you to anoint the speaker today. And as this topic, glory to God, that you put in our spirit, as he began to expound on it, God, he would give us a better understanding of how to be redeemed and how to walk in that redemption, God, how to give God glory for his redeeming power. God, we thank you for wonderful, wonderful, wonderful you are. We thank you, Lord God, for you are a healer, you are a deliverer, you are a mind regulator, you are our redeemer, God, and for that we give you glory, we give you praise. Thank God for the co-host. God, we bind every hindrance today. We even take control over the airwaves right now. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that we will hear Dr. Singleton and what does say the Lord on today. God, remember the bereaved families all over the nation, God, especially Dr. Bishop Willie Mason, God. Remember that family as a whole, God. In the name of Jesus, touch his wife, God. Strengthen and comfort his children, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, continue to strengthen Prophet Michael Davis, Michael Lewis's daughter, Tracy Self, God. Continue to bring healing, Lord God, and we lift up Prophetess Theodora Glover, God. God, and we asking you to send your angels right now to Emory University Hospital in Atlanta, God. We asking you to touch her, God, in the name of Jesus. Regulate every organ, God, her blood pressure, Lord God, and anything else that may be going on. God, we asking you to send your angels, dispatch them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, and all those that are experiencing some type of trauma and some type of sickness and illness, we come against all of that in the name of Jesus, because we are healed by your stripes, God. Ah, God, and we bless you, and we give you glory for it right now. We count it done, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We thank you for even this blog talk. We thank you for it, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, and as the speaker come forth, God, God, let him speak just what thus say the Lord. We need a word today, God. We need to know that you're still moving in our lives. We need to know that you're still using your vessels in the earth to impart, God, it's something that we may not be aware of, God, something that we have maybe neglected, Lord God, but you're able to send a word. A word that will convict us, a word that would encourage us, a word that would empower us, Lord God, where we can to continue, Lord God, to seek you, where we can continue to pursue our God-given destiny in Christ Jesus. We ask all these blessings in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen. We're excited about what God is doing. We're excited to have Dr. Winston Singleton with us today, all the way from Los Angeles, California, and his ministry is called Greater Enrichment Ministries, where he is empowering the total man. Now, that just don't mean man. That means one man, too. Amen. He's able to, God have given this young man, amen, a vision, amen, and an anointing and a humility, Lord God, where he'll be able to embrace everyone, every boy and girl, woman or man. He'll be able to speak to their hearts, God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank Dr. Singleton for taking out of his busy schedule, and we want to give him ample enough time to go forth in the mighty name of Jesus. Dr. Singleton, hey, you don't know what.
Hallelujah. Can we just give the Lord a hand praise right now?
Hallelujah.
I wish someone would take the time out to clap your hands to the Lord, and someone could shout hallelujah. I mean, it's really all over here. We're just looking for God to do great things in our life. Come on, just take about 10 seconds to give him some good praise.
Thank you, God.
So I have to tell your neighbor what to do, but you can praise him on your own. When I think of his goodness and what he's done for me, oh, Lord, have mercy. Somebody got to praise him right now. Somebody all got to praise right now.
Yes, Lord.
It's too time to get out of your mind to give God some praise. Hallelujah. You woke you up this morning. So that you're on your way. Amen. You didn't have to do it, but he did. So we thank the Lord right now.
Oh, glory. We got to have to shut the lines down. Some static. Shut them down, Sister Ruby. Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ah, that's all right. The caller, the speaker have dropped, but he'll be back on the line. Just continue to praise God. I know God got a word for us today. God got a word for somebody today. Somebody that has been going through. Glory to God. Somebody that's not walking in their redeemed state. Amen. So the enemy don't want this word to come forward. Oh, but it's coming forward. Thank you, Jesus. So just continue to praise God until Dr. Singleton get back on the line. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Oh,
I'm
we bless you today,
line.
God. Oh, you said no weapon formed against us. You're the Messiah. No weapon formed against us. It's not going to prosper today. You're the Messiah. Hallelujah. Glory
up,
to God.
Give God some praise. Your lines are open. So,
thank you, Jesus. Close the line, Sister Ruby. Hallelujah. We got a lot of static going on. We can't open up the lines because we don't know where it's coming from. Amen. So just shut the lines down. Amen. And we're waiting for Dr. Singleton to come back on the line. The devil is a liar. We bind that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. This word is going to come forward. God, and it let me know every day that God gave it to us. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Hey, somebody need to be redeemed today. Somebody need to know God, the Messiah. If they're already walking in the calling that God has on their life, you've already been redeemed. Hey, glory, glory, glory. We praise him today. Hey, the Messiah. We praise him today. The Messiah. Wherever you are, just give God some praise. Dr. Singleton coming forward. He's coming forward. Oh, glory to God. Nothing is going to stop him. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Let's just bring you to some of the highlights until we see. Do you see him back on the line yet, Sister Ruby?
No, not yet.
All right. Well, we're talking about let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Amen. And as we begin to confer upon this topic early on Monday, amen, Dr. Singleton and I always are communicating and talking with one another. And he's been one of my mentors. He's younger than I am, but he's my cousin. He's been preaching and teaching the gospel much longer. So he's very in depth in what God has given him and the calling that God has on his life. He has such a vast vision. I tell you, and what I love the most about him is he loved people. Higher no more Shia. He loved people, and he genuinely loved what he does. Amen. So as we were talking earlier on Monday, and I began to confer with him and talked about what God, this topic, and I kept hearing the Lord say, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Many times we quote this scripture, but we're living defeated lives. Amen. We're living and our self-esteem is so low. We don't think very much of ourselves, and that's why the psalmist said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Amen. Sometimes we go back and we continue to have these guilt trips, and we continue to think we're not good enough, and we continue to let people try to define who we are. But you got to know who you are in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. It's nowhere in the world. We heard Mother Charity testimony on yesterday how she'd been in this thing over 50 years. Amen. Nobody can walk up to Mother Charity and tell Mother, amen. Now a song will come on. Woo! God, God, God. God. He's trying to wreak havoc today. But I'm so glad I've been redeemed. Messiah. I'm so glad I don't let those distractions deter me. And as I was saying, I'm waiting on Dr. Singleton. I don't know if he's having a problem with his phone or whatever. He's going to be back on the line. So just wait to hang on in there. Hang on in there. God is going to speak today. And as I was saying, Mother has testified how she's been in holiness over 50 years. Hallelujah. Don't tell me Mother is walking as a victim. Mother has been victorious. To be in Christ Jesus over 50 years and still have a mind to continue on, still have a mind to encourage people and inspire them, still have a mind to teach our young people, to still be an example before your family. Oh, glory to God. She has a great reward. God, you know, Jesus said, behold, I come quickly, and I have my reward with me. Please know any sacrifices that you have made to live holy, to live righteously, God is looking down upon you today. Amen. Let the redeemed of the Lord say. So don't look at your circumstances to validate you being redeemed. Look at your Lord and Savior. Look unto the hills from whence cometh your help. All of our help, it comes from the Lord. So as we begin to expound upon this topic, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Dr. Singleton and I, we wanted something a little more defined about that word redeemed. Come on, Dr. Singleton, we need you back on this line. We wanted something a little more defined about that word redeemed. And after we came up with that definition, I tell you, the Lord has been dealing with me on everything that we define the word redeemed to be. Amen. And it stated that it is a state or quality. A state or quality of an elect group that has experienced effective, E-F-F-E-C-T-I-V-E, effective spiritual and mental transformation. So that means, what does that mean? There are special people that are walking in a redeemed state. There are special people that have the quality of a redeemed person. There are special people that have experienced a change in their spiritual walk with the Lord. There are special people, this elect group, that have experienced a change in their mental state, in their mentality, how they think, how they perceive things, how they're able to comprehend, how they're able to modify these members, an elect group. So if you have been redeemed, then you ought to feel, put your chest out, and know that you belong to a royal family. And because you belong to that royal family, you have privileges that the ordinary person just don't have. We're talking about let the redeemed say so. Now, don't you know that God already knew everything that was going to occur? He already knew that the enemy was going to try to create some havoc. He already knew that there would be some distractions today. He already knew, glory to God, that Dr. Singleton would be experiencing what he's experiencing. But that's all right. One thing about God, he'll never be left without a witness. Okay? So as I'm going on until Dr. Singleton come back on the line, again, we're saying let the redeemed say so. Amen. So if Mother Charity has been in this, has walked in the way of holiness for 50 years, then I don't expect her to act like a heathen. I don't expect to see her running with cutthroats and liars and murderers and thieves and whoremongers. I don't expect to see Mother in that type of atmosphere, in that environment. Why? Because she's been redeemed. She's been set aside. She's been called a mother in Zion. And as a mother in Zion, she has to walk circumspectly before us. I just turned 60 years old. I've only been in this thing about 30 years. Mother have almost doubled that. Hi, you know, so I still have a lot that I can glean from Mother. Just because I'm preaching and teaching the gospel, that don't make me anything great. I just have yielded my members to God. I have decided to walk in the way of God. Why? Because I'm in that elect group. I'm in that elect group. Everybody is not chosen to be in this elect group. Many are called, the Bible says, but few are chosen. So you, if you've been chosen as a member of this elect group, then I expect you to always walk as a redeemed person. I expect you to honor God's word. I expect you to love your neighbor as yourself. I expect you to think on the things of others more highly than you do yourself. I expect your bowels of mercy to never shut down. I expect you to give. I expect, you know, no more shy. I'm expecting something from you, Sister Albertine. Ah, God, and when you disappoint me, hey, glory to God, when I find out, yeah, no, Messiah, glory to God, that you don't have our best interests at heart, hey, glory, then I have to remove myself. The Bible tells us to come out from among them and be ye separate. We can't participate in everything that the world got going on. Ah, we can't value a basketball or a football game instead of valuing prayer, instead of valuing Bible study, instead of valuing coming and assembling together as like-minded people. Ah, we have to put our priorities in order. Uh-huh. Dr. Singleton, where are you? Where are you, baby? Hey, glory to God. It's all right, though. It's all right. God still got a word. Hallelujah. He still got a word because he said, my word will not go out and return unto me void. It will accomplish that which you've set it to do. Doc, for those of you that's just tuning in, Dr. Singleton been dropping off maybe some phone problems or he's in Los Angeles. Amen. But we're going on with this word. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. It's a state, a redeemed person have a different state of mind. It's a state. It's a quality, hallelujah, of an elect group that has experienced effective spiritual and mental transformation. How many of you all got saved, were saved 10 years ago, 15, 20 years ago, and we're still walking as a defeated person? We're still not trusting God. We're still not launching out in the deep. We're still walking around murmuring and complaining. We still got the can't help it. Ah, well, if you've been in this thing, you don't know no Messiah, and you have been adhering to the principles of God. If you have, taken on the nature of Jesus Christ, then you need to be walking differently. Your conversation need to change. You shouldn't be no more on milk. He said, desire the sincere milk of the word. Hallelujah. You should have graduated to another state, Mother Charity. Hey, you're the Messiah. It's no need to walk around having a pity party. Those that have been redeemed, they need to say so. Speak it. Because your words have power and your words have life. Hey, the Bible says, let the weak say that I'm strong. In Isaiah 40:31 say, they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. What are they going to do? Those that are redeemed, they're going to mount up with wings, Lord have mercy, as an eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Redeemed people don't get weary. Hey, yes, Lord. We may have our moments, and it's only for a moment, because the Bible tells me these light afflictions, they only endure for a moment. So we have our moments. Hey, you know the Messiah. Oh, but when you do like the prodigal son, what did he do? He came to himself, Messiah. And that's what I have. That's what I call having a moment. You have a moment. Only a moment. It's only going to last for a moment when I don't feel too good. God, when I done woke up in something that's been troubling me. I've had a situation. I heard some bad news. Only for a moment. Messiah. Oh, but after I come to myself, I'm going to realize, like the prodigal son did, I'm going to realize that, guess what? I'm coming out of this state. You got to tell yourself, I'm coming out, mother. I'm coming out of this. What are you calling? This? This is anything that you have not overcome. What is your this? We all have a this. But I'm coming out of this. I haven't overcame this thing yet, but I'm going to walk as a redeemed person. Yeah, no Messiah. Hallelujah, because I've been transformed. I'm no longer the little girl they knew 30 years ago when I left this city. I'm no longer that young lady anymore. I have matured in Christ. I have tasted of his goodness. Psalm 34:8 said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. God, that's his mercy endures forever. I'm not that little girl. I'm not that little naive woman that left here 30 years ago. Hey, when I left, I didn't have no power, mother. Oh, but one day, in 1984, hey, I heard the voice of the Lord, and I heard him tell me to get up. Hey, you know, Messiah. Oh, you're going to be redeemed today. Our redemption has been brought to your house. Hey, you know, Messiah. When I heard him, I got up. Now, that wasn't the first time I heard the voice of God. Oh, but he was dealing with me. As we said on yesterday, and as we said on Monday, God just don't start dealing with you when you make that formal confession. God was dealing with me before I left New Orleans. Why? Because he chosen me to be in that elect group, that group, Messiah, that was going to walk in a redeemed state, that group that was would one day be able to stand up and testify of his goodness. That group that can tell somebody, if he took Ayodo Mosiah, a little hood rat out of the city of New Orleans, and cleaned her up, gave her a new name, gave her a new residence, Ayodo Mosiah, she was able to create a portfolio. Ayodo Mosiah, he gave her a resume. Ayodo Mosiah, so now I'm no longer a foreigner. I'm no longer a stranger. Ayodo Mosiah, oh, but I'm an heir, and I'm sitting in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. I'm an heir to the throne. God, I'm going to walk as an heir. I'm going to walk as a royal priesthood. Oh, yes, oh, yes. When God has done something for you, see, you don't need no notes. I don't have any notes today because Dr. Singleton was the scheduled speaker. And for whatever reason, that's all right. Because guess what? God knew everything that was going to happen today. He knew everybody that was going to sign in on this line. He know who you are. He know where you live. He know what your troubles are. He know what your conversation is. He know how you put on your clothes. He know what your thoughts was when you opened your eyes this morning, when he renewed his mercy upon you. He knew just what you would do today. He know everything, because guess what? He is the creator. Yeah, yeah, no more. He is the creator. Now, as I walk in this redeemed state, I'm asking the Lord, hey, God, I made some sacrifices to come back to this place, but there's no greater sacrifice that no man has made than God Almighty when he sent his son to die for us, to redeem us back. We was purchased by the blood of Jesus. Because of his blood, we've been redeemed. So how do I honor him? How do I honor him? I said 30 years. The Lord knew I wasn't strong enough to return to this city. But it's mighty funny. When I left in 1984, I look back today. It's 2014. I say, God, I was 30 years old when I left. Now I've doubled my age, and you have returned me to the place of my birth. What, God? Why? Why now, Jesus? I have one more grandson that I need to see graduate. I've seen my three granddaughters graduate. I've seen a niece that I was raising because my sister been in prison for 21 years. I say, Lord, let me wait another year. One more year, God, until Nino graduated. I told my grandson, Mother Charity, I said, don't tarnish my record. I have four young girls that made it, was able to walk across the stage with honor. They didn't have no baby mama drama. Yeah, I said that. Not on my watch. Why? Not because I've done anything great, but my Bible tell me to train them up. God gave me another opportunity to not make the mistakes that I made with my two children, with those five. Hey, glory, so I told me, I said, you're 17 years old. He'll be graduating the Lord's will next year. And I was trying to stick it out, stay in Stockton. But God said, you got to go. You don't know more shy. You no more see. Oh, I bless you today, God. I'm giving you glory for being redeemed today. So I told my grandson, Don't tarnish my record. Some of you all that follow us on Facebook and Twitter, you may have seen me post those four girls in their graduation rolls. I was proud of those girls because I knew if we'd have been in the city of New Orleans, they would have been pregnant before they finished school. Oh, God, you saying, well, you haven't done anything great? No, but I took the tools that God gave me, Uncle William, and I worked with them. Hey, glory to God. Yes, I felt like I was set back. Yes, I felt like the career that I had designed for myself, it was altered because of the tragedy, because my daughter was murdered, because my sister went to prison. But God entrusted me with these five children. Hey, you're no Messiah. And as I look back on it today, God was the one that provided. God was the one that gave me instructions. He was the one that gave me wisdom and knowledge. He was the one that gave me the strength to endure. Hey, God, I only had two children. Now you're telling me I gotta raise five more? That's not mine. Oh, but God brought me out. Why? Because I was redeemed. He took me out of the city to redeem me. Now I'm saying, Lord, do you think that God that brought me out of this place in 1984, do you think he had me to return to make a mockery of his name? Do you think he had me to return to embarrass my family? Hallelujah. To give the enemy something to say negative? Oh, no, baby. God brought me here to help save somebody. He brought me here for them to look at me. I am the example. I wasn't able to go through what I went through. Hallelujah. Without God, I had to come back to this city. Many times I'm driving down the street where my daughter used to live. Oh, they have new apartments over there now. And I'm thinking, Lord God, I lost my daughter to this city. I lost a son that's in prison to this city. Why did you have me to come back, Lord? And the Lord told me, I have a greater work for you to do. And didn't Jesus tell his disciples? He said, greater works shall ye do. Hey, I couldn't do it in the state that I was in. I couldn't return after my daughter was murdered. Hey, and even when I was in Atlanta, hey, I found my grandchildren getting too connected to that environment. And the Lord said, pack up and go. He said, I don't want you in Atlanta. He said, go back to California. And guess what I did? I loaded up, and that's been 11 years ago. And I went out. God wanted me to put some distance. Sometimes you got to separate yourself, Sister Albertine. Hey, yeah, no more. Let them talk about you. Let them give me, maybe I could hear them talking. Oh, she thinks she is. Who she thinks she is? Well, I could tell you who I am today. I'm a redeemed sister in Christ Jesus. I've been redeemed. I've already been to the water. I've already been baptized. And I feel all right. God, fill me up with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. Now, he has given me a mandate. A mandate to do what? A mandate to come back and try to save a generation. I may not can save my mother, my aunts, my uncles, hallelujah, who's much older than I. Oh, but there's another generation. I'm looking at about five generations of my family right now. God, and if God just bring one or two out, oh, glory to God, do you know heaven is going to rejoice? I'm walking as a redeemed woman. I'm walking as a redeemed sister. God, I ain't looking now my nose at folks. I'm not having respect to persons. He said this promise is to you. It's to your children and your children's children. So they can become a part of this elect group. Oh, this elect group is open today. It's open for you today. It's open for your children. It's open for your grandchildren. It's open for you today. You can walk as a redeemed person. You can become this elect group. Only the pure in heart is going to see God. Only the pure. I wasn't ready for this. Yeah, no more fire. I had a speaker today. Oh, God, but God already knew. He already knew what was going to go down today. Uh-huh. Yes, he did. Yes, my God. He knows everything. There's nothing hidden for me. So when I come and I appeal to you all on this line to pray for this city, see, this is not something that I just want to do. God birthed this thing in my vision. He gave me this vision, and it was birthed in my spirit. I want it. I envisioned doing it in the Carolinas. But God said it wasn't time. I didn't know last year. No, 2012, when God birthed this vision in my spirit, I was trying with everything in me for it to materialize and manifest in the Carolinas. Did not know in 2012 that 2014 God would call me back to the city of New Orleans. I didn't have a clue, Sister Albertine. Didn't have a clue. But see, when God births something in your spirit, stand on it. Let the gainsayers talk. Let the naysayers murmur. Let them mumble. Let them gossip. Let them continue to tell each other what you can't do. But I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Oh, I got some haters. And I ain't just saying it haphazardly. I know folks hate on me. Why? Because I'm standing for something. And if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. I'm standing for something. I have to let my light so shine that men can see the good works. And guess what? They're not going to glorify me, but they're going to glorify the Father because I came to do my Father's business. You don't have to ever like me. Hey, glory to God. But when I hear from God and he gives me an instruction, he gives me a mandate, and if I follow it to the letter, I'll be the blessed for it. Guess what? Because when you walk in the state of humility, favor is on your life. You attract favor. Uh-huh. You attract favor when you walk in the will of God, when you walk in as the redeemed. Oh, God, I bless you today. Oh, the Lord knew this was going to go the way it went. I don't know what happened with Dr. Singleton. But God knows. I just pray everything all right. I pray he wasn't driving. I pray there was no emergency that came up. But the Lord knew about it. So we're talking about the redeemed. The redeemed. Yesterday, we had an open forum where some was able to come on and testify. Sister Ruby began to share how she left Philadelphia with just her and her daughter, and people had told us they could come and stay with them, and she had some difficulties, didn't have a job. God blessed her with a job. She told a story. She testified how, yeah, no Messiah, how she messed up. I and thought her retirement would be messed up, but in the latter part of her years before she was able to retire, God blessed her. Hallelujah. That's when you have been redeemed. When you can totally depend on God, not on each other. Sometimes you can't even call your friend. Sometimes you have to go in your secret closet. Sometimes you have to know that this too shall pass. Sometimes, sometimes, hallelujah, when your heart is overwhelmed, the Bible said, lead me to a rock. that is higher than I. Lead me, Jesus. If you're following God, he'll lead you into the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Not for your name's sake, but his name's sake. I try to share with people everywhere I go. What God has for you is for you. You don't have to compete with anybody. Hey, you know, Messiah. You don't have to backbite. You don't have to be jealous. Hallelujah. Pray for those that despitefully use you. Overcome evil with good. That's what you have to do. Hiya no Messiah. That's what you have to do. Glory to God. So I want to just appeal to you all today, those that are still on the line. Ah, don't be disappointed because Dr. Singleton has some phone issues, blog talk. You know, anything that's made, man-made, you can expect some technical difficulties because remember, it's man-made. Oh, but when God makes it, he made us and to his image, hey, glory to God. And therefore, he knows everything about us. He knows our body functions. He knows our mental state. Ah, glory to God. He knows it all. He knows the thoughts before they even enter into our mind. Isn't that something? That's an awesome God that can tell you what your thoughts were before you even thought them. Who wouldn't serve a God like this? Is it anybody on this line today that's been redeemed? And those of you all that don't know you're redeemed. See, some of us don't even know we've been redeemed. That's why we can't say so. That's why we can't say so, because we're battling with the same opposition day in and day out. Ah, but I want to serve you notice today that guess what? We have an open book test. The Bible is an open book. So any test you fail it because you fail to open up the book. The Bible is an open book. So that means, hey, when I was in school, we had open book tests. You know what? The teacher would give us the answer. We would be sitting with the book open, and she tells us where the answer is. Okay. Then if she gives us an open book test, then nobody should fail that test. Because guess what? While she's giving us the answers, all you got to do is take notes. Take notes and write down the answers. If it's 20 questions, write it down. And then you go back and study. You can memorize those 20 questions. Ah, glory to God. There's no reason to fail these tests. But we're failing because we won't open the book. We're failing because we don't believe God's word. We're failing because we got our eyes on the next fellow and what they're doing. Work in the vineyard that God has given to you. Yes, be supportive of your brothers and sisters, but don't keep your eyes on them. Keep your eyes on Jesus, because guess what? What God has birthed in their spirit is different from what he birthed in yours. Ah, God, there's many members. We have many members, but we're all members in particular. The eyes does its function. The nose does its function. The ears does its function. The mouth does its function. The legs, the arms, the feet, they all have specific functions. So if we all have specific functions, Albertine, I have no need to be jealous of the tool that you're using. I have the same tools. But God didn't call me to use that tool that you have. He's given me a specific tool. He's given me a specific assignment. Your assignment may be totally different than mine. Your assignment may be just minister to nothing but children. eye, and then he'll give an assignment to somebody else to minister to men. Then he'll give somebody else an assignment to minister to women. Then he'll give somebody else an assignment to go into the hospitals. Another one to go into the prisons. Another one, amen, to go into the convalescent homes. Hey, yeah, no more fire. Another one to go into the shelters. You see? But when we all come together, we're going to have that power. Ah, you know, the Messiah, that power that was demonstrated in the book of Acts. They were all on one accord. Uh-huh. They were all on one accord. And they had all things in common. Ah, you know, the Messiah. They had all things in common. When are we going to walk as redeemed people? When are we going to get on the same page? When are we going to love like the Lord said love, unconditionally, without dissimulation? When are we going to get there? Well, we can get there if we walk as redeemed people that are in this elect group, the elect group that has experienced. Your experience may never be the same as mine. I was talking to one of the pastors here in the city, and I began to tell them about some places, and I don't know what this crazy stuff is. They talking about, oh, I'm so this, I'm so that. I can remember a whole lot of things about New Orleans. But there's a lot of things about New Orleans I would like to forget. I don't want to remember it. I don't want to recall it. Because if I remember and if I recall it, it might push me into an area that I don't want to be in. So therefore, guess what? My Bible tells me to stir up my pure mind by the way of remembrance. What? Remembering what he done for me. Remembering when he redeemed me. Remembering when he brought me out with an outstretched arm. Remembering him, how he took care of me. Remembering how he provided for me. Remembering when I didn't know which way to go, he was able to direct me. Remembering when I didn't have food to put on the table. Remembering when I didn't have money to get gas to bring them children from one school to the other. Oh, I'm stirring up my pure remembrance. I won't forget what he's done for me. I won't forget where he's brought me from. I won't forget. Jesus, I'll never forget. They sing that song, I'll never forget. Well, when you're going through something that's unfamiliar to you, why can't you say, I'll never forget, Lord? You did it in 1984. You're the same God today, yesterday, and forevermore. You don't change. You're the same. You don't get mad with me today and kick me to the curb tomorrow. Your love is unconditional. Your love is stronger than debt. That's what my Bible tells me. Love is stronger than debt. So love somebody to life. Don't love them where you're wishing they dead. Come on. We have to make a difference. We have to walk in a redeemed state. Hallelujah, in a redeemed state. Oh, glory to God. I bless you today, God. I give you glory today, God. Woo, Jesus, I give you glory. I give you glory today. Hallelujah. I give you glory, Lord. I give you glory. I can't make no apologies because God knew what the 23rd of July, 2014 would be like. I just pray that all is well with Dr. Singleton. I pray, hallelujah, that it was just a little phone issue. I pray he didn't have no emergencies that came up with his family. Amen. And we're going to pray. I don't know who all on the line because I had to walk this thing out. I had to walk this thing out because I wasn't scheduled. But that's why the Bible said, be ye ready. Ah, be instant in season and out of season. That is the instructions that Apostle Paul gave to his son Timothy. He said, preach this gospel. Be instant in season and out of season. I wasn't prepared to do this, but guess what? Ooh, this Holy Ghost. It's like fire. I'm understanding what Jeremiah said. It's like fire shut up in my bones. Oh, baby, and guess what? It'll speak for you. The Lord told us that he would give us what to say in that hour. God had to give me something. I don't have no notes. I memorized, and I allowed that definition, Uncle William, to saturate in my heart. Mother, it saturated in my heart from Monday to Wednesday. I got it down now. We can patent that definition because guess what? God gave it to us. You can boast in God, not in ourselves, but in God, especially when you have had some experiences. My grandchildren look at me and say, you're old and folded. All she do is preach. All she do is teach. That's all she do. That's all she do. That's all I want to do. That's all I want to do. I don't have no desire to go to y'all parties. I don't have no desire to go to the movies and listen to all this cute jock, jock, jock. I don't have that. I don't have nothing in me calling for none of that. I did that when I was y'all age, but I have matured. I'm a seasoned saint. Hallelujah. I'm going on to maturity. Hey, glory to God. I have made up my mind that I'm sold out, Mother. I'm sold out. God has been too good to me for me to renege on him. God has been too good for me to tell him all that he's done for me. I'm just going to embarrass him. I'm going to make him an open shame. I can't do that. God ain't brought me to do that. Oh, Jesus, so I'm going to close on out. Dr. Singleton didn't come back on the line. Some that came on the line, they may not be even wanting to hear me. But guess what? God knew who was coming forward today. He knew every situation that was going to happen today. Ah, glory to God. So I'm turning back over to Sister Ruby. I may be seeing something on this end that she's seeing differently. But we're going to pray for Dr. Singleton. Ah, you know, no more. Thank you, Jesus. Before we dismiss, we're going to open up the lines and higher than almost higher. Y'all can come forth. God, I bless you today. We ain't going to hold you. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless your name, God. Sister Ruby?
Oh, yeah. Praise the Lord. That was a word. We're going to Mother Charity.
Yes, praise the Lord.
The Lord.
Amen.
Praise him,
praise the Lord. I just enjoyed, amen, Sister Bernard coming through. Praise the Lord, amen. Letting the redeemed of the Lord say so. Glory
yes,
to
Lord.
God. In the name of Jesus, I praise God, amen, for his words. Hallelujah. And we can stand upon his words, amen, and they'll never fail. But they still come to pass. Glory to God, Jesus. Oh, we can rely upon God's word.
Yes,
we can,
Lord Jesus.
We can trust in him to bring us through. Amen. He knowed what was going on this line today.
All right, Mother.
You know, the devil been busy since early this morning and before that. You know
all
what?
Right,
we was on the prayer line this morning. Do you know about five different times the line went off?
All
when
right,
we couldn't
Mother,
even hear nobody. That happened to us this morning. We said, Lord, we was trying to get the prayer going and stuff, and every time we look around, everybody's line was dropping off. We didn't know what was going on. So the devil been busy all day trying to hinder the saints. But he might hinder us a little bit, but we coming through. We coming through, praise God, amen, with the help of the Lord. We got
yes,
to be
mother.
Determined, praise God.
Ah,
oh, yes,
Jesus.
You do. Hallelujah.
Mm, mm,
glory
mm,
to
mm,
God.
Mm.
And we have to
oh,
lean upon
you,
him today. Oh, God,
ah,
for which all our help and our strength, oh, God, today.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, Savior. God is a wonder in our soul right now. You know, I was laying on my bed this morning.
Go ahead, mother.
I was just kind of, I wasn't asleep. I guess because it started kind of thundering a little bit, and I heard the little thunder, and I heard the rain coming on. Yeah, right. And I was just laying there in my bed, and I said, Lord, I said, is my life pleasing to you? Just kind of talking to the Lord. And I says, because I want to do that that's pleasing in your sight. I want my report to say that, you know, it's well done. I want to hear that those words, you know. And as I laid on that, just kind of merling over certain things, then all of a sudden the Lord dropped a song in my heart. It just come to me. I hadn't even thought about it or anything. And that song, I hadn't heard it in a long, long time. And I said, well, thank you, Lord. And let me see here. It went, let's see. Someday our Lord shall come again. That's what it was. Someday our Lord shall come again. Someday our prayers that seem in vain shall be answered from the plain. Someday, someday, some happy day. Someday our Lord shall come again. Someday our prayers that seem in vain shall be answered from the plain. Someday, someday, some happy day. You know, I was just thinking, I said, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, our prayers is not in vain. They only seem like it sometimes. Oh, glory to God. In Jesus' name, y'all pray for me. I love you much. Amen. Now, where'd they go?
He's on now. I'll open them up next, okay?
All right.
Praise the Lord. Well, I have Dr. Singleton on the line, and I tell you, some strange things been going on today. But we're going to yield right now to Dr. Singleton, mother. He's back on. Go ahead, Dr.
All
Singleton.
All right.
Well, praise the Lord, I was preaching a whole hour.
Jesus.
So I don't know who I guess I was talking to the others here and another channel. But God is good. So I won't be talking very long, but I do want to get some highlights on here, if I may.
Go ahead, Dr. Singleton.
Yes?
We got 45 minutes. Go right ahead.
All right, 45 minutes. Now, this time I'm going to do some sound checks once in a while, see if I hear a voice, because I went a whole hour straight.
What?
I was drenched.
Preach it to yourself.
I was drenched soaking wet, but I was preaching to the atmosphere and not the broadcast. But anyway.
Now, you know the Lord knew that was going to happen, Dr. Singleton. This day was already ordained of God. Go right ahead.
Yes, I just want to thank God because, you know, I come to the conclusion when the Redeemer, the Lord, says so, a lot of times the atmosphere may not return with you. But that's why the redeemed has to say so, to take hold of the atmosphere. What we have allowed the enemy to do, we allow him to have havoc on everything we do. We allow him to be a part of our career goals. We allow them to be a part of our decision-making concerning marriage, relationship, and ministry. But God wants us today to be so redeemed that when the enemy try to come against us, that we are able to speak a rhema word into the atmosphere. And once we word into the atmosphere, hallelujah, things will change for us. Because I'm going to tell you something, the definition that has come to this week from the Lord regarding our redeemed means a state or quality of an elect group that has an effective spiritual and mental transformation. Let me say that again. When I'm considered being redeemed, I am experiencing a quality or a state of an elect group of people that have experienced an effective spiritual and mental transformation. In other words, I was not the same that I was before I met God. I am now a different individual. I heard the song say that, in amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Look at what it says. It said, I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. When someone esteemed in the mental and spiritual aspects of phenomena, you don't think like you used to think. You don't think negative used to, because you can say, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. In other words, it ain't no mountain high enough, ain't no valley low enough. Hallelujah. I can leap tall buildings on a single bound. I'm not Superman. I am redeemed. Some people need to put their chest and put an armor on their chest and said, I am righteous in Christ. I am the right, that's the tree of life. I am someone that God has chosen and selected for such a time as this. Now, I'm going to go through this very quickly. I spent a whole hour talking about this, but I think I'm going to condense it within a half an hour time. Shelly, when we talk about having a spiritual and a mental transformation, it has a lot to do with my mind. Now, we understand that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. But we found out that was day number one. But we found out in day number six, God made man. The Bible said that God formed man from the dust of the ground, and he breathed into man's nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul or human being. But let me just digress for a moment. You know they got apparatus today. They have devices to keep our heart pumping, to keep our lungs contracting and expanding. I mean, we have instrumentation that when we lay in the bed in a coma, I mean, they got it where our blood can continue to flow through our body. But do you not know if you're not brain or brain waves, you know you are considered clinically dead, and a lot of times they got to pull the plug on you. But they brain constitutes how to breathe. Your brain constitutes the movement of your body. Your brain constitutes your body to react the way it should. So therefore, God. The Bible said God breathed into man's nostrils the breath of life. When God breathed into man's nostrils, the breath activated the brain. Therefore, the brain has a lot to do with how we praise God. But we found out in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter number 6, verse 4 and 5, the Bible said, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy mind, or all thy brain, all thy soul, with all thy might. In other words, God said, I want you to serve me with all of you. The thing he went on as regarding to the brain, hallelujah, as being going through a transformation of spirituality. He said in the book of Proverbs, chapter number 3, verse 4 and 5, he said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. But look what Paul said in the book of Romans, chapter number 12, verse 1 and 2. He said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service or worship. But look what he said in verse number 2 of chapter 12 of Romans. He said, be not conformed to this world. In other words, don't let the world squeeze you into their mold, ideologies, their philosophical views, that mess up your mind. But God said, I want you to have a spiritual and mental transformation. He said,
go ahead.
World, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind that you'll prove that which is good, acceptable, and the perfect will
of
God. Look at Ephesians chapter number 2, verse 11. He said, remember, he said, no, I'm sorry. Ephesians chapter number 4, verse 23. He said, and be ye renewed in the spirit of your mind. And the
Come
spirit
on.
Of your constitutes your attitude and your thoughts. Yes, he did. But look what happens here. My attitude is dictated by my thoughts. That's why God has to stimulate me. That's why God has to motivate me. That's why God has to consecrate me. That's why God has to activate me. He got to cause something to happen in my mind that I may serve him the right way. Because the Bible said the heart is deceitful. And
Come on.
Wicked, who can know it? That's why God has to regulate my mind. I heard Paul said in the book of Romans, chapter number 7, he said, I know that in me, in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. He said, I desire the law of God after the inward man, but I see another law governing my members, my sinful nature, my human nature, my human attributes. I see it warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity. Into the law of sin which is in my members. But look what Paul says in the book of Romans chapter number 7 verse 23. He said, oh wretched man that I am. That's what the redeemed say. You got to say, Lord, I'm lonely. I'm sorry, Lord, my spirit is down. But you got to say like David said, create in me, hallelujah, a clean heart of God and renew the right spirit in me. Take out me. Take out malice, take out jealousy, take out lust, Lord, whatever you do, don't take your Holy Spirit away from me, because I'm redeemed. Oh God, I'm telling you, I've been talking for a whole hour, and the Spirit of God is in my spirit, because the Bible says that eyes of the Spirit bear witness with our spirit, that we are the children of God. I got a little short time left, but look here. Amen. The Lord wants me to let you know today, in order for you to be a selected body to experience the effective spiritual and mental transformation, you must go to because look what he said here. As I get ready to close, I'm halfway closing, brother. He said,
Go ahead. 1 verse 16 and 17,
he said, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God until salvation to everyone that believes, first to the Jew and also to the Greek among you. But look what he said in verse number 17. He said, therein that the righteousness of God, hallelujah, is made manifest in us through faith, from faith to faith. And that is what the Bible said, shall live by faith. Do not know in order to faith better. In order for me to act better, in order for me to conduct myself better, I must expand my faith. Yes. You said what? You said yes. That faith is the essence of pleasing God. But look what the Bible says. First of all, I got three elements to you to increase your faith as in regards to you being a select body, experiencing an effective and spiritual transformation, a mental transformation. It takes faith to please God. I'll repeat that. Number one, it takes faith to please God. For the Bible says in Hebrews chapter number 11, verse 6 and 7, he said, for without faith, it's impossible to please him.
Go ahead.
Must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. But you've been on that scripture for so long, you have not increased in your faith as being redeemed. Number two now, first of all, number one is, it takes faith to please God. But number two, it takes faith with works. I heard Paul said in chapter number 2, starting in verse Amen 14. He said, amen, what profit is a man that say he has faith and not works? Do faith save him? Therefore he said, faith without works are dead being alone. But look what he said in verse 26 of chapter 2 of James. He said, as the body is dead without the spirit, so is faith without works are dead.
Come on.
But look what he said now. It takes faith to please God. Then it takes faith plus works, but then it takes faith plus works plus addition. Now, look what he said here. Now, Apostle Peter picked it up in 2 Peter chapter number 1, starting at verse 5. He said, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, add to virtue knowledge, knowledge temperance, temperance patience, patience godliness, godliness brotherly kindness charity. He went on to say, if you have these things, then they stay with you. Said you'll be so that you'll not be barren or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But look what he said. Look what Peter said in verse number 8 of chapter number 1 of 2 Peter. He said, he that lacks these things are blind and cannot see afar off, and he hath forgotten, and she hath forgotten that they were cursed from their old sin. But look what he did when he picked up a lot of He said, if you do these things, I will never fall. I'm talking about the redeemed of the Lord will never
come
fail.
Come on, man. Come on.
That the redeemed of the Lord is vivacious. The name of the Lord is in the heart of the believer. You must believe that God is with you, in you, and through you for others. In other words,
come on.
Redeemed. Say so. So number one, as I'm ready to close, it takes faith to please God. Yes.
Number one, it takes faith to please.
Addition. And then number three, Paul picks it up in the Bible of 1 Corinthians, chapter number 13. He said, though I have the tongue of men and of angels, I'm like a pounding glass and a tingling cymbal. But look what he went on to say. He said, I can give my body to be burned and give to the poor, and I can have all faith to tell the mountains to be removed and have not charity. I'm like a pounding glass and a tingling cymbal. So
go ahead, Winnie.
It takes faith plus works plus addition, and it takes only a faith plus works plus addition in love. Let the redeemed say so. Amen. Let me tell you, as I get ready to close here, and the Bible said that we're troubled on every side, yet not in distress. We're perplexed, but not in despair. We're persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. I'm so glad that I'm redeemed from the hand of the living. Not only is Satan thought he had me, but God made a way. But before I told, I want to talk to a particular group of electors called backsliders. Yes, the backslider. You're not a backslider. If you don't return as the redeemer of the Lord, you're considered a backslider. When you deny your gift, you become a backslider. When you won't do the will of God, when you don't go back to church. You think the club is the church. But in the club is a different spirit. But he said, my spirit is in my house. And I want to talk to a backslider today and tell you that you never left your gift. Your gift never dissipated. You can still prophesy. But when you walk, with your confidence in God. See, a redeemed person got confidence in God. They can see the light at the end of the tunnel. A redeemed person knows that I might be down, but I'm not out. As a redeemer. The fighters still can do the things they did in the church, but you lost your confidence. You lost your competitive edge spiritually. You're spiritually and mentally deranged. But the Lord get on up and do your first word. Get on up and go seeking God to get your place back. Get on up and start regulating your ministry. Get on up and start forgiving and stop hating. Get on up and start praising and stop complaining. Let the redeemed come suffering soul who is redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Can someone give God a praise right now? And as I close, I want to let you know that the devil is not after your things. He's not after your career. He's not after your job. He's not after your children. But what the Satan is after, he's your mind. And yes, he is. He's trying to make you commit suicide. Yes. Put you in depression. But you got to rebuke the devil. The Bible said resist the devil and he will flee from you. Praise God. In the midst of your fire. Praise God. In the midst of your fire. Praise God. In the midst of your turmoil. I ain't out yet.
Come on now.
Yes! Hallelujah.
We don't know how blessed we are. Go ahead, Dr. Singleton. Go ahead. You got some more in you. Go ahead. We still got time.
Oh, yeah.
It almost saw ya.
Oh, feel it right here. Oh, glory. Oh, Lord, somebody need to cry out right now. Glory, I got somebody to cry out right now. Yes. Oh, Lord. Someone need to speak in other tongues. Yes. Someone need to lift their hands and praise Him. You're not alone today. Your mind and your spirit has been regulated. Praise Him in the praise, in the praise, in the praise, in the praise. Praise Him. He's all over us right now. He praises Him. He's in the atmosphere. The devil thought he had this line, but he's a lie. He's
that's
a lie.
Right.
He's a lie. He's a lie. You're a lie. You're a lie. You're a lie.
Hey, you're a Messiah.
You're a liar. I am redeemed.
I am redeemed. Let the Lord say.
Go ahead,
Miss. I feel it moving.
Go ahead, Evangelist. Take it on, please.
No, that's all right. That's all right. Hey, this is a double potion today. God knew what He was doing. Even though the enemy, what He meant for bad, God turned it around for our good. Y'all got a double potion today. See, that's what happened when folks sign off. See, some people signed on off. They didn't hear your voice. But you better try to distinguish who's talking. When the Holy Ghost is talking, don't look at the person. Jesus. Woo, y'all better receive these words today. Now, this is what you call rhema. This is something that wasn't scripted. See, we didn't have no script. We didn't know we were going to tag team today. Dr. Singleton was the scheduled speaker today. But he was preaching and thought he was ministering and thought we heard him. And I was ministering. But don't you know, everything he spoke that we didn't hear, that our God was, he was preaching to himself. Hey, he was going like David. The Bible said David encouraged himself. So he came back on the line. He called me privately and said, Adrian, did y'all hear me? I said, no, I spoke. I was speaking. He said, well, I done preached for the whole hour to myself. But God already had this day ordained. It has already, it was preordained. It was set aside. Don't you know? We never saw this day, but God saw the day before it even approached. Before you all dial into the line, God knew who was going to be on the line. He knew who was going to drop off. See, that's why God judge us by our hearts, the intents of our heart. This man, the Lord have mercy. Y'all got, let me tell y'all people, I got to say this, Winnie. These messages are being recorded. Don't you ever think you just took dropping on in on this line. Everything on this line is in an archive. And guess what? Greater than the archive is Jesus. He got a record. He gave y'all a double portion of his word today. Now, you can receive it or you can reject it. But he said, you inexcusable, oh, man, because you all heard this word today. And those that didn't hear it, go back. You can hear it again. Lord, this man, Dr. Singleton. There's none like you, baby. This is my cousin. This is one of my mentors. Hey, I'm a Messiah. I told him that definition that we collaborated with and came up with for redeemed. He need to patent it because he's an author. I'm not an author. But it's in the making. It's in the making. Hey, you know, I'm a Messiah. Glory to God. Oh, Jesus. Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. I see Roni. We haven't seen Roni on the line in a while. She's on the line today. Hiya. I sent out about 80 text messages, Dr. Singleton, and I try to send out a text message every day. Now, I know in this hour, the 1 o'clock hour in California, people at work. I'm in a different time zone now. So it's 3 o'clock in New Orleans and it's 4 o'clock on the East Coast. I know people have jobs. Hey, sometimes they only lunch hour. They can steal awake and tune in. But you can always go back in this archive. Those of us that's on the latest technology and have all these smartphones, just go to Blog Talk Radio and download these messages. Yeah. These messages are here to help us. They're here to let us know that we've been redeemed. And those of you that haven't got to the redeemed state, there's still hope for you.
Oh!
There's still hope for you because you can go back and hear a word that will encourage, that will empower you, that will uplift your spirits to know that you're not spinning your wheels. You're not spinning your wheels. Some of us have been in here years and years, and we have not seen the manifestation of God's promises. You know why? Because we're walking in a state of unredeemed. If you continue to walk as an unredeemed person, then you're saying that I have no benefits in Christ Jesus. Oh, God. Please, we are heirs, Dr. Singleton. When are we going? I said that before you came back on the line. When is going to register that we are a royal priesthood? We are a peculiar people. We got to be different.
Yes.
Let me stop. God then gave y'all some double dosages today. The mantle, hallelujah, fell on Elisha. But he asked God to give him a double portion of Elijah's spirit. He asked God and he asked Elijah. See, you just can't ask your friend. You got to ask God. Tell us consult with our friends before we consult with God. Elisha, I just believe it ain't in the scripture when Dr. Singleton, but I believe Elisha prayed to God before he made that request to his mentor.
All right.
Elijah.
All right.
He made a request and Elijah said, "That's a hard thing." But Elisha knew he had been redeemed. He knew he had been serving God. He knew he walked with the mentor. He knew he followed his instructions. He knew he gleaned wisdom and knowledge from it. So he said, hallelujah, I'm going to see how he going to respond. He asked him. He wasn't afraid. He said, before the Lord, Elijah, the Lord just dropped that in my spirit now. I didn't have this. Before Elijah went on to be with the Lord, he informed Elisha that God was going to take him on out of here.
Right.
He said, I'm going out in a chariot. And when Elisha heard that, he said, well, guess what? When the Lord take you out of here, give me a double portion of your anointing. Jesus Christ. Did you say it, Dr. Singleton?
Yes.
But why was he able to make that request? Because he knew he had been redeemed. When you know you've been redeemed, you can ask God for anything. It may be impossible to man, but all things are possible with God. I know it looked crazy, Jesus, sometimes we think our petition to God is crazy. But if you don't act crazy sometime for the Lord, you won't get nothing from him.
That's right.
Holly, your petition ain't crazy if you're walking in a redeemed state. If you have experienced an effective spiritual and mental transformation is nothing too hard for God. But we don't know we've been redeemed. That's why we sing in the blues every day. That's why we giving up on the purposes that God has destined for us. Some of us throwing in the towel when our blessing is in the morning. We getting ready to throw in the towel tonight when God got a blessing for us in the morning. The Bible said weeping may endure for a night. Why can't we endure through the night where we can obtain the promise in the morning? Dr. Singleton, I'm done. You were the scheduled speaker today.
Blessing in the morning.
Jesus. Mother Charity just said how they had all kind of chaos and confusion this morning on her prayer line.
Yes.
Do you know God ordained this day, people? I know folks think we crazy. They think Winnie crazy. He's been in school 20-some odd years. Ah, hallelujah. He's not pastoring his own church. He's an assistant pastor to his father. But guess what? I decree and declare today that when when Jesus told his disciples, greater work shall you do, I decree and declare today, Dr. Winston L. Singleton Jr. will do greater works. He's going to do greater works than his father. Hallelujah. That don't mean that he's greater than his father, but he has the youth. He has the strength. He has the wisdom. Yeah, yeah. He has the vision. His vision is not the same as his father, but his father and him work together because they're concerned about what? Souls. What is souls? People.
People.
They have a love for God's people. Hallelujah. Yeah. But where his father is in his almost going into his late 70s, he haven't even hit 50 yet. Look at Moses. He was, Jesus, almost 80 years old. God. So, Dr. Singleton, you're going to do greater works.
All right.
And the name of his ministry is titled, appropriately, Greater Enrichment. Ah, hallelujah. Greater Enrichment Ministry. And I don't say that because this is family. But when Dr. Singleton have labored in the vineyard. He received the Holy Ghost at a young age. He loved God's people. He's been faithful unto his father. Ah, God, he's been married to one wife. You know, Messiah. Anybody that know him can speak on the character. Anybody that know him can attest to he's a man that fear God. I don't believe he ever went outside of the instructions of his father. People have told him, you can do that. Yes, but guess what? He know one thing, that the mantle has already fallen on him. Y'all better leave God alone today. Ah, Jesus. Go ahead, Dr. Singleton. We still have about nine of how many folks on the line, Sister Ruby? And we'll just open up the lines. Y'all done had a double whammy today. I feel for those that dropped off. They missed it. Hey. I pray they could go back and grab this word. Sister Ruby. Yeah, and I'm going to let Dr. Singleton go. He done preached an hour and a half, an hour to himself, and another half hour to us. God bless you. We love you, Dr. Singleton. Just give us a few more minutes, and we're going to let you go.
We wanted to let him go without his uncle saying something to him, Minister William Hartwell.
All right.
Hallelujah. That was a wonderful word. That's a funny thing. I love my nephew because he was out there for a whole hour talking to the sun. Talking to the sky. But praise God, he said his word will not come back void. So whoever heard it wherever it went, it will come back.
Yeah,
come on.
Unvoid, not void. You know, the being redeemed, you have to say these things. If you are redeemed, if you're redeemed, you can say all those things.
Yes.
You can say all the spiritual things. It's your redeem.
All right, Minister. Uncle going to be speaking for us tomorrow. Uncle William going to be our speaker tomorrow, so he'll be able to elaborate on let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Go ahead,
let
Uncle William.
Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I breath with that word. I'm out here. I'm also out here working, so I can hear
all right.
I just thank God for you, Winston. God has so many wonderful things for you, for your ministry, for your life. I pray God continue to shine on you and bless you with the word that he's given you and the spirit that he's given you. I pray God just richly pour his load upon you. Praise God. God bless you. And bless you, Sister Adrian. I'll see you God's will tomorrow. Yes.
Thank you.
All right,
oh, God
all right.
You.
Glory.
You're welcome.
God, God, I bless you today.
Sister T. Okay, we'll come back. We have an unknown number. We're coming to you. We got a few more. We'll be right there to you. Unknown number.
That number is
29.
I know that number.
Oh, well.
I don't know who it is, but it's familiar.
910-2910.
Amen. Grace and peace to all. This is Apostle Johnson.
I just honored
and privileged in God to sit amongst his people, amen, and to be taught. Amen. I enjoyed you, Evangelist Bernard, and then I enjoyed this great, phenomenal man of God that came after him. And certainly the Spirit of God and within the both of you connected in such a way. Amen. And I just honor God that the power of God is moving forward like never before. And that this is the hour to where God is launching and taking us higher and higher. And so I do honor the Spirit of God that rest, rule, and abide on this conference line, and I do honor what God is doing in this particular season of open your life, because that's a right now word. It's not a pick up word, but it was a right now word.
My God, my God.
And I believe redeem me, but I also have an effect of being restored and being able to. You got to have an open mind to be restored and to be redeemed, because you got to put
come on.
Position for God to do it. Amen. And I just thank God. These were powerful nuggets that y'all dropped with us today. Amen. Anybody who didn't want it, anybody who got off the line, anybody who abandoned mission, my God, I hate it for them, because this was good meat today.
Wow. Well, thank you so much, Apostle Johnson. I kept looking at the number, and I said, is that Apostle Johnson? Is that, because you know you have another number also. Mm-hmm. So I said, that looked like Apostle Johnson. Wow. Well, thank you for tuning in. I tell you, God is doing something. God is doing something. It's all about Jesus.
Amen.
It's not about
Amen.
Us. Well, God bless you. Thank you.
You came
Hallelujah.
On.
Glory to God.
Apostle Johnson, you was on first with one number, and then you came back on with this number, so that's why I missed knowing who you were.
Yes.
Okay.
My other phone died, and I had to come on my other line. And
so I
thank and honor God.
Okay.
Well, God knew you were going to be on this line, Apostle Johnson, and that's something. Just to hear Dr. Seward say he was preaching an hour and he wasn't even on the call. You know, God is a wonder. So thank you for tuning in. We appreciate you. Amen. Keep us in your prayers.
Amen. We're going to Sister Albertine and Sister Romy. Sister Albertine.
Oh, thank you.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Dr. Singleton, that word, man, that was a double portion. I fell off twice, but I was determined to call right back. I said, I'm not missing this, because I knew eventually he was going to come on. So Evangelist opened it up, and he finished it, and that was just great. I love the word. And when you were talking about how, you know, about God and how he's there, and that we just have to. And then your story about how you raised your grandchildren and you went back to New Orleans is just your mission, and the things that you God has brought you through, and he's still taking you, still on your mission. You're still diligently seeking him. You're still on your path, and you have not strayed. Even with your sister, you stay diligent and you stay loyal to your sister. After her 22 years, God has still kept her, and you took care of her children. You're going to be greatly rewarded for that. And that just, to me, it really makes me say, wow, this is such a great woman of God who went through this. And I have no complaints. And I just thank God for your ministry, learning that word of God. Dr. Sewell's team came in and finished it and just really just completed. It was just a blessing today. Double portion. I'm so encouraged. And I thank God for both of you, and God bless you.
Thank God for you too.
Amen. Go ahead, Dr. Sewell. Thank you, Sister Albertine. Dr. Singleton?
Yeah, thank you, sir. Mr. Zeroni was on. Ms. Zeroni?
Yeah, she's coming on next. She's going to open up. Thank you, Sister Albertine. I appreciate that. Keep me in your prayers. I tell you, when I say it's work to do down here in this city, the half has not been told. And we just want you all to continue to pray. Dr. Singleton is one of our speakers for this citywide crusade. Bishop Singleton, Alfred Singleton, the senior patriarch of our family, 85 years old, he and his wife will be here. So we're excited about what God is going to do. And we have I tell people, Dr. Singleton, providing all of our family, if God would bring all of them in, we would fill up a church building. That's how many family members. That's the seed that's here in New Orleans. And I tell you, when I think about, you know, Dr. Singleton, I shared with them how when I came to Los Angeles on Monday, I met your father I had never known, and immediately my life was changed. I went to pick up a cigarette and couldn't even smoke no more. So you know transformation had already begun. Hallelujah. Wow. So I tell you, I'm just in awe at what God is going to do. And I know God brought me back to this place. And somebody going to be saved. God always have a remnant, and he always have him a witness. So I'm here to do kingdom business. It ain't about Adrian. It's about souls. That's all it's about, souls. In this latter part of my life, I dedicated wholly to God's work and to his people. That's my mission. I have nothing else. I could sleep in a box cart. It's all right with me. As long as the angels are there, and they can bring me some manna, I'm all right. Hallelujah. So we bless the Lord. So you all remember this citywide crusade. I keep on saying, I'm asking people to sow. Go on to our website at paypal.com. If this ministry has blessed you, and I have people that has been with this ministry and this radio broadcast from its inception, and we're here striving every day to download a positive word that you can live by, that you can know that you've been redeemed. We're not on here bickering. We're not on here arguing and fussing and all of this other crazy stuff. We're just here to administer the word of God. That's it. Amen. So I'm just so happy with Dr. Singleton. I tell you, those of you that's out in radio land that have ministries and churches, if you want a powerful teacher and preacher, this is the man. And I'm not saying it because he's my cousin. Hallelujah. He's been a mentor. He's been a friend. He's been a confidant. He's been a counselor. Amen. And he gonna tell me what's right and what's wrong. If you want a man of God that can come in and inspire your flock, and I mean give them the unadulterated word of God, I dare you. I have his number. Call me and I'll give you his number, because he's ready. Whenever the Lord open up a door for him, he's ready, and he don't have no respect to persons. Amen. He's coming, but he going to give you what does say the Lord. Hallelujah. I call him the alphabet man. This man, he has some rivers in his belly, and it just start flow. It just begin to flow out. Hallelujah. He don't write this stuff down. The Spirit of God is in. He has the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And when you have studied and given yourself in to God's will, that's what he'll do for you. So I'm excited about what he's doing. I'm excited about this citywide crusade. I tell you, I'm asking. Oh, I met a friend today, a neighborhood friend, took it down Stanley in McDonald's this morning. I hadn't seen since I last was here, and we just was talking. I gave him the information. He has a big, large family. So just trying to, if just the community that I came out, oh, God, if I could just impact them, oh, God, oh, God going to do something here in this city. So I'm just excited about what he's doing, excited to see my cousin Ronnie on the line. Hallelujah. We know she's been working. So anytime I could see her, we haven't talked in a while, but I love her. God bless you, Ronnie.
Glory. God bless you. God bless you, Adrian. God bless you, Dr. Winnie, we call you Singleton, but God bless you all. I tell you, Adrian, my heart is just so happy and full because I'm just telling you, I'm overwhelmed and I'm so thankful to God. Because God is just awesome. Fortunate. I tell you, if you walk in divine appointment and see God, He will direct you.
Divine appointment.
I'm usually at the outreach. I've been working with the youth outreach on Wednesday.
Go ahead.
This is what Claire said about not being able. And today, I said, I'm not going to make it today. And I was headed back, and this is the first time, and Adrian, you done said it, in a while that I have been able to get on this line.
Yeah, in my spirit,
I hadn't got text or nothing, and I got back to the house. I said, oh, Lord, it's 5. I should be able to get on. Something told me, get on the line. I said, Lord, I think I should get on the line. I can get on. So something moved me in my spirit. The reason why I'm stressing that, because that word was rhema.
What you call rhema.
I didn't have to say a word, but because I have been rejoicing in God, and my spirit is ringing. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And I am the redeemed of the Lord. I am walking in diligence every day.
Come on,
God
now.
He has kept me, and I know he's going to complete the work that he's begun. I just thank him for this blog talk. I thank him for the people of God. I thank him for my family that are people of God. And Adrian, I have been down in my spirit about New Orleans because the way things are looking, I don't know if I'll make it, but I said to the Lord, I just been talking to God. I said, Lord, you're going to have to do something. But if I don't make it, I'm going to support it. If I don't physically be there, I'm praying. I will send something. God be my strength. I'm going to pray and fast because I know with all of my heart that God has sent you where he sent you. I know the work in my heart that God wants you to do down there.
Yes,
and you don't have
Hallelujah.
To worry about nothing. Because God is with you.
Thank you, Jesus.
God is with you. And your spirit. He ordained you for this day.
You don't
have to worry about nothing. Just look to God. Because you are the redeemed of the Lord. Winnie, I'm going to have to get with you. Because we haven't talked in months, and I tell you, I'm going to give you my new information. But God, when God used you today, I'm telling you, that word was so rhema. I can't even begin to really express everything. But I will tell you, God used you, and I thank God for you. I love you. Everything Adrian has said about him, it is true.
Yes.
We don't say that because that's our family. I don't say what I'm saying about Cajun because that's my cousin. I just thank God. They are people of God. And all that I know is my own natural sense of knowing anything. I know that they're people of God. And in the spiritual realm, that God has confirmed it in my spirit, and I know. I just thank God today. I pray. And my husband is going to leave. So it brought my spirit, 2 Corinthians 10 and 3. And we know that. And we know. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. Weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God.
You gonna preach in a minute, Ronnie?
I'm gonna be done after this word. I gotta finish with this. I got to because I'm speaking to my own self. I'm, you know, we got to minister urge ourselves. And it says casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and the knowledge of God is in the word. I'm done.
Lord Jesus, hallelujah. God is confirming his word.
Hallelujah.
You know what I shared with them in Mother Charity? I'm going to open, Sister Ruby don't mind opening up Mother Charity line again. I was sharing with them, I think, I don't know if it was yesterday or Monday, I had never met many of my great-grandmother's side of the family, which are Glovers and the Singletons, and that was how the Lord led me out of New Orleans and exposed me to holiness. And I was saved under Dr. Singleton's father, Bishop Winston Singleton. And you know, it's not easy to function when your family, and you have to be submissive to your family. Sometimes, you know, things don't work, but I received all of my foundational training under Bishop Winston Singleton and Bishop Alfred Singleton. Bishop Alfred is going to be here for that citywide crusade. 85 years old, been saved over 60 some odd years. Now, had not God taken me out of New Orleans, I wouldn't have never had this kind of opportunity. And just by me being introduced to them, and knowing that this work that God has called me to do here, I'm like, you know, you can go back into your family history and your family tree. My great-great-grandfather was a presiding elder. Bishop Alfred Singleton became the presiding bishop over the Pentecostal churches of the apostolic faith. So this is all, these are all things that God have already preordained for this lineage. It's, you know, we don't select the family that we're birthed or born into. Only God knows that. So I never envisioned myself, Ronnie, Mother Cherry, Sister Ruby, all of you all that stuff. This was not my desire. I came from a party city. So coordinating events and bringing people together, I have a gift for that because I was raised in this culture, and we lived this culture in New Orleans. They lived the party. I learned at an early age how to get parties together. And God just took that gift that I had in the natural realm, and when he saved me, he just allowed that gift. He allowed that gift to become even greater for the body of Christ. So that's what I enjoy doing, bringing people together. I don't have to preach. I didn't even know God had called me. And when God called me, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to give it over to Dr. Get back to Sister Ruby. I think they got two more people. When God began to deal with me in 2003 about ministering the word, I remember listening to a tape, Mother Charity, that Bishop Alfred Singleton had preached in 1988. That was like 15 years later. And I began listening to that tape. And that tape, the title of that message was, If It Had Not Been for the Lord, Psalm 124, who was on my side. Winnie, Ronnie, all of you all that's on the line, I begin to listen to that tape over and over and over and over and over. And I say, I call Bishop Alfred, and I say, the Lord has called me to preach. And he said, what? I said, I've been listening to this tape for numerous of times. And I said, what is going on? And I found myself one day, I preached the whole message to myself in the bathroom. And I couldn't understand what was happening to me because this was not my desire. And as I began to consult with him, he began to give me some instructions and tell me what to do. And he said, now you're going to put up, he told me, put a fleece out before God. You're going to know that this is God's will for your life. And I did that. And then I didn't receive it because this wasn't something I desired. Hallelujah. But as I began to let this thing get into my spirit, I was at a meeting with Bishop Leo Lewis in Montgomery, Alabama, and the Lord bringing this to me now. And you all know Awesome Dawson, Bishop Dawson, yes, out of Ohio. His wife was ministering. Now, this woman had never seen, never laid eyes on me, Apostle Johnson. This woman, after she finished preaching, ministering, she came out the pulpit. She had been praying for a few people. And I was sitting on the end. And you know how they walk the preachers off the pulpit and scold them because they done did their job. But this woman could not go on into that office. She stopped at me, and she laid hands on my belly. And she said, woman of God, you going to preach this guy. And that was another sign. And that was something that God was answering because of Bishop Alfred's instructions for me. And when that woman did that, I said, now this woman don't know me. But she laid hands on my belly. And she began to prophesy over me and told me what I was going to. She said, you going to minister to nations. I was like, Lord, this woman is host of mine. You know, I didn't believe that. But as I'm on this Blog Talk Radio, by it going all to different countries and all over the world, Dr. Singleton, guess what? I can see this woman wasn't a lying prophet. Amen. I'm not visiting the countries, but those countries are able to hear our voice. Oh, Lord, I'm done. I'm done. Y'all better leave God alone. Woo, tend to y'all business, yes, and leave God's, yes, business alone. All right? Sister Ruby, I'm done.
Are you hear me?
Yeah, yeah, go ahead, Winnie.
Okay. Yeah, we have someone jumped on the line there. I had to tell them I'll call them back.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Well, we winding now. We just got one or two more people,
okay,
and we're going to give it back to you, Dr. Singleton. We appreciate you so much. I just,
sure,
had to tell y'all that because as Ronnie was speaking, the,
yes,
Lord just dropped that in my spirit. You know, God will bring back to your memory,
that's
to,
right,
your remembrance, really.
Yes.
Things that have been prophesied and spoken over your life. And,
yes,
you can look back years later and say, God was not a lying wonder. Hallelujah.
That's right.
So, Sister Ruby, hey, you know, Messiah.
Hallelujah.
God bless you today, Jesus. God bless
you. We going, Sister T?
This is a blessing.
Sister T.
All right, okay. She might be.
She's not
on mute, Sister Ruby.
Sister Dawn.
Praise
the
Lord.
Oh, you're on. Okay. Sister T.
Praise the Lord. Let's give thanks to God, to Evangelist Bernard, to all the beautiful people on the line, and everybody in their perspective. Praise them. I really didn't get to hear Dr. Singleton because folks just started having full conversations while he was talking. So I'm going to go back in the archive and get that nugget. I know that was a nugget for me, but the enemy didn't come over here. But I did get to hear you, Evangelist Bernard, which I always enjoy you. It was something that you said that really stuck out in my gut today. And I know it was God and it was for me. So I was having a little frustrating moment with my daughter. And then you start talking about how you raised your grandkids and your daughter's your sister's kids and how God gave you how to do it and you know and how you just implanted all those things, those wisdom and knowledge to be able to raise them, and now they all graduated from high school and everything, and you're just trying to get me all through that. But I really respected that. Because I needed that today. I'm facing something with my daughter because I have my daughter full-time now. You know, and sometimes when you're not around your kids and then you come back into their life, you find out that things are not as wonderful as you thought they were. So
right.
I'm asking you, I just thank God that you were talking about that. It just made me want to press on because I'm trying to explain to my daughter that I have to be firm with you. Because I don't want you to turn out to be nobody, you know. Then you come
from a good side
of people, you know, and you come from, and your mom is walking with God. So I'm going to be held accountable if you're not doing the right thing in regards to school or your behavior or whatever it is. So I just thank and praise God, you know, and not to thank y'all from where y'all came from, that the Lord placed that on you today. For me, and I praise God for you, Bernard.
Lord have mercy.
I know it was a struggle. I know it was a struggle for you, but look what you got in return for all those days of struggling, raising your kids and grandkids. They all turned out to be wonderful people, walking with God and getting a good education and all that. And you should be proud. Yeah, you should be proud and happy for that. Because a lot of grandmothers probably wouldn't have took on the task that you took, you know, and you took on that task and you did it. You did it eloquently, and I know this ain't nothing but the Lord speaking right now. That you did it eloquently. You know, and I do admire you. I do consider you as a mentor or a role model for women. And I'm just going to trailblaze and follow in your footsteps. So I thank and praise God for you, Evangelist Bernard. I love you from the top and the bottom of my heart. And I thank you for encouraging me today in regards to my own daughter. She's 13, y'all. She's my last one. The other two are all educated and doing well on their own. But I refuse to let my last one fall through the cracks. Continue to
pray
for
the
Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
I got to go back and
glory.
Listen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister T. We appreciate you. Thank you. Ah, glory. Sister Ruby and then Dr. Singleton. Thank you, Lord. Ah, glory to God.
We're going to Sister Dawn, if she can ask. Sister Dawn? Okay. Dr. Singleton dropped off. So I guess his phone went out.
All right. Maybe he had another call, too. Okay.
Anyway.
All right. Well, we bless you. You could go ahead, Sister Ruby.
Well, I just wanted to say Dr. Pfeiffer, I think. She said she's a family member, and she came on. She knows you, too, if I'm pronouncing her name right, Pfeiffer.
Rita Pfeiffer. Okay. All right. She was on the line?
No, she came on to surprise Dr. Singleton. And then she said, but then she had to get off, I imagine. But so I'm letting you know to tell Dr. Singleton that she was on and she was came on to surprise him. And you got the switch. The number was 817 and you got the other number, 2749.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, then. You know, we done had so much interference today, so. Okay, but that was, you got that for Dr. Singleton. And she said she knowed you, too. She was on when you were bringing the word. So anyways, and then we have one call in the chat room, Loving Cal Sun. So we thank you for coming in the chat room, and God bless you. We know you can go back and hear this message anytime you choose to. I think I was saying, Evangelist, I didn't have anything much to say. I'm going to turn back over to you. But I always say don't sign off because God has a rhema word just for you. But he gave us two words. And you know what? I was sitting here as Dr. Winston finally got on. The Lord had you to start off with "Let the Redeem of the Lord Say," about different ways if you're not living or you're living underneath your standards and all like that. But Dr. Singleton got on and was talking about how if you, backsliding, how you doing this, you can come back to the Lord. So it all combined to one message. You know, it was two different ones, but y'all all had the same message. And it was truly a blessing. This subject is just blessed to examine and to cry out to the Lord. Whatever is wrong, Lord, fix it so that I can go forth. So with that, I'll close out. I'm saying don't sign off because God has a rhema word just for you. But I'm saying today, everybody, he had two rhema words for us. So God bless.
All right. Well, I'll tell you, you better watch God. He's doing something. So thank God for you, Sister Ruby. I think we got everybody. Some had to drop off, but that's fine. I'm going to open up the line and see if Verona can pray. I want us to be in agreement where we touch and agree for Prophetess Theodora Glover, my cousin. Amen. You all know her. She's been on the line. She's been a supporter of this ministry and everything that we're doing. So we want Roni, Sister Ruby, we want to all touch and agree and pray for Prophetess Theodora Glover. She's in Emory Hospital as we speak. So we want to touch and agree with her right now in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Adrian, you said she's in the hospital?
Yes, she is.
Okay, we're gonna touch her. She's been on my spirit. I was going to call you and ask you about that, but we're going to pray. We know there's nothing too hard for God. We know that he's a sovereign God, and he controls all and rules all. That's just the bottom line, point blank. So we come before him. We're going to stand on his word that any of us touching and agreeing on any one thing, that we can, one can chase 1,000, and two
can
put 10,000.
Can you hear me,
Winnie?
Yes.
Okay, now I'm going to let you. Ronnie?
Go ahead, let Winnie, Dr. Winston.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got him back on the three-way. He wasn't able to call back in. After those 2 hours is up, Blog Talk don't let you call back in, but I have him on the three-way, so he's on. But we're going to we ask Roni, along with Sister Ruby, to lift up prayer for Prophetess Glover. She's in the hospital. So we want to.
Evangelist Adrian, I don't mind for touching and agreeing, so let them finish and pray. I'll touch and agree.
All right. Go ahead, Roni.
Okay. Well, as I was saying, we're going to stand on his word, Lord, and we know that the enemy, that he has no authority, that the word says when the enemy comes in the flood, the Lord will hold up a standard, raise up a standard against it.
Yes.
And I'm praying, we pray for her strength. We're going to pray for her mind, that God will regulate it, that God will give her clear and precise instruction.
Yes, God.
And he will give her the strength to do his will.
Hallelujah.
We come before you today. We thank you, Lord God. We praise
you.
We magnify you. We glorify you right now. We thank you because you're awesome, Lord God, and there's none like you nowhere.
Thank you, Jesus.
No matter how far we look and how hard we try, find no one like you. Lord, you're awesome in all your ways. We exalt you right
ways,
now.
God.
Take
thank
this
you,
moment
Jesus.
Just to worship you because you're worthy to be praised, oh God. You're the great I am, Lord God. We look at the atmosphere, all the universe that you made, all of your handiwork, God. We worship you for this. We look at it in awe sometime, oh God, in all times. We just look at it in our little minds.
Hallelujah.
Not to see or not to
we can't even wrap our minds around how you did this thing, oh God. Oh, so that right there, we worship you, oh God. We worship you, we praise you, we magnify you. We ask you right now, Lord God, to have mercy on us, oh God. Forgive us of all of our sins, Lord God, as that we know of we do, Lord God, because your words, that you know our thoughts are far off, oh God. You know every hair, Lord God, we humble ourselves before your mighty hand today. Oh God, we ask you to have mercy upon us, oh God. We stand in agreement for Providence, oh God, we stand in agreement for her, oh God, right now.
In the name of Jesus.
We come to you because we have no other help. But Lord God, we need your help right now. She needs you right now, oh God. We call upon you, oh God, to meet her where she is, in her circumstance. God, you take over, oh God. We come against the enemy, oh God, according to your word. We cast down every imagination that exalts itself against your word. And your word says, by stripes we're healed, oh God. That we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us, oh God. That we are the head, not hell, oh God. We stand on the word, oh God, that when the Holy Ghost came upon us, we have received power. Oh God, we have received power to tread on scorpions, and we come against every work of the enemy that is coming against today, in the name of Jesus, we rebuke the devil that is trying to tie tongues and that has been trying to create confusion this day, knowing that you are not the
only one,
and that we have authority to call those things that aren't as though they are, and we call everything into subjection to your word. Oh, God, we pray now. We take authority according to the word. We the enemy, because we're on your side, oh God. You're covering us, oh God. We come against every screaming of the enemy that has come against this woman of God. We stand in a street.
In agreement, God. With the authority of God, stand
the name of Jesus. You have no power. We take your power.
Yes, Lord.
Hey, we already know. When God have a rhema word, Expect the opposing factors to show. Expect the opposition to show up. So we have had a time on this line. Amen. So God bless you all, Dr. Elder William Caldwell, Dr. Singleton's uncle, will be ministering. He's his uncle by blood. Amen. Married to one of his aunts, his mother's sisters. Amen. And he's a mentor to him also. So this won't be his first time he's ministered for us before. So he'll be ministering on tomorrow. And then Friday, Prophet Michael Davis back with us. He'll be ministering for us on Friday. So we're still talking about let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Thank God for you, Sister Albertine, staying on to the end. Amen. Mm-hmm. You and Roni and my sister Dawn, God bless you. I want you all to remember her family. She lost her aunt on her father's side. The Williams family is their name. So remember them. Her aunt's name was Rosa Mary Williams. So remember that family. My sister lost her aunt. So we want to continue to pray for that family also. Amen. So Sister Ruby, God bless you. We'll see you all on tomorrow. Roni, I'll give you a call later. God bless you, Sister Albertine. Thank God for you.
Can I say something really quick before you get off?
Yes. Yes, go ahead.
I just have a word I just want to give to, I think it's the other prophet, Michael, is that his name? Or Prophet David, is that his name? The one with the daughter.
Michael Lewis. Yeah, with the daughter, Michael Lewis. He's not on the line, but you can speak it.
You give him a word and let him know that the Lord said his daughter is going to be fine. She's going to recover with flight, just remarkable. It's going to be a great testimony for him. And also let him know the Lord said that he's taking care of that financial thing that he's been praying for. It's already taken care of in Jesus' name.
All right, all right. Now, you can Facebook him also, Albertine. Are you one of his friends on Facebook?
No, I don't know him.
Okay, his name is Michael Lewis, Stockton, California. And you can inbox him that message. That'll be a great encouragement for him. Was he on earlier, Sister Ruby?
Oh, no, he wasn't on today.
He wasn't on today? Okay, all right. Yeah, friend him, Sister Albertine, and he'll know just who you are because he know the caller's names that come on the line. So friend him and let him and give him that word that God has given you for him.
David Lewis, right?
No, Michael Lewis, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael Lewis. And you'll see his profile from Stockton, California.
Okay, I got it. Thank you so much.
I love you. God bless.
God bless.
All right, Sister Roni, it's so good to hear your voice, girl. You're going to have to die. I'm praying that Lord will give you a day where you can come on and minister for us because you have been called, honey. You're one of the chosen ones. Believe that. I'm not saying that being funny or nothing, but God has a calling on your life. He has a calling on your life.
I'm trying to walk in that, Adrian, and I'm just looking to God to complete the work, and I'm just doing whatever he wants me to do. I'm trying to be obedient. That's all I can say. Pray for my strength.
All right. Well, God is going to do it, and just know that you couldn't have had the parents and the Lord that you had, and, all of Bishop's children are blessed, and all of you all can pray and minister and preach. That's just a gift. That's something that God has bestowed upon the seed of your mother and your father. So just walk in that. And when people tell you that, don't take it lightly. Sometimes we say things jokingly. No, but this is not no joke. God has a strong anointing on your life, and he has a calling on your life, and you continue to seek God for what area he wants to use you in. And even Albertine, she already know that the calling is upon our life, and sometimes we're not comfortable, or sometimes you're not confident like I wasn't comfortable with no preaching and teaching. oh, let me just work behind the scene and, you know, work on the committees and whatever the Lord, my hands found to do in the house of the Lord. But the calling was on my life. And when I gave into it and said, Lord, not my will, but let your will. Yes, Lord, whatever you want me to do. And God had to teach me. I didn't have anybody. I had a few people that I could call on and what have you. But sometimes you want to do some things to know unequivocally that God has called you. So sometimes you just have to see God for it. And sometimes father may not understand, brothers and sisters may not understand, but when you consult with God, he'll give you a peace in your spirit, and he'll start dealing with you in what area he wants you to be a,
yes,
okay?
Yes,
some areas we desire is not what God wants for us. Because some things it's in our spirit. But then God has something specifically that he wants us to do. And when we give in and we yield to his voice and his instructions and his leading, amen, then we'll know. Because, see, once we begin to consult with folks, hey, we'll get discouraged. People will discourage you and make you doubt that that's God. I'm serious. They'll discourage you and say, oh, no, God ain't come. What? Please. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. God can use anybody. He will. Amen.
Yep.
So just know that you have a calling on your life and you all the last ones on the line. And Sister Albertine, she know God has a calling on the line. Even Sister Ruby. Sister Ruby said, and I'm just sure she don't mind. She'll tell you sometimes she'll pull back. You know, she'll go forth and then some men will say, no, don't go forth. But because the enemy don't want us to go forth, because he knows if we go forth, we'll be able to really see that what God had for us. So
go forward.
This is the season for women especially to
Amen.
Start moving into your calling. Don't let this other male factor say, God ain't using you. Please, believe God uses whomever he will. And this is the season where the ministry of women is going to impact lives. That's what our ministry is not for us. It's to affect and impact souls.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
I receive it.
All right. Walk in your calling, Sister Ruby. Hey, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
That's so true, Evangelist Bernard, because more and more than I'm God to use me, more and more I'm just listening to God. And when he gives me that word, you know, I just stopped holding back. I just said, you know what, Lord, I pray and I go into meditation and I pray and I meditate on his word. And when I go online, he gives me that word, I'm not holding it back anymore. And you're so right. Oh, that wasn't from God. And, oh, they're going to laugh. And, oh, that's not true. And, oh, God didn't say that. But God speaks to me. And not only did he see me, I see it. I'm a seer. I am a prophet. I don't care who I don't care who say, well, who called you or who did this. God called me. He called me to follow in the womb of my mother. That's who called
me.
God made me a prophet. I am a prophet. God does speak, and I do get the vision. And I don't care who don't receive it. I don't care who don't believe it. I'm, as long as I'm being obedient to God, and when God gives me that word, I speak that word for it, that's all that matters. Because at the end of the day, I know I've done what he called me to do.
Exactly. And everybody's not going to receive a word, even those that we believe. I mean, they didn't receive the prophet's word. They didn't believe Noah when he preached 120 years that it was going to rain. But guess what? Noah kept on doing what God told him to do. God told him to build that ark. And Noah didn't stop. He built that ark according to the specifications that God had given him. Now, just imagine if he listened to those folks. When the flood came, him and his whole family would have died. But God said, build the ark, and God told him everything to bring in the ark. He's the God, Lord Jesus. That's a, oh, good job. We better get off this line, Lord. Have mercy. So that's the whole thing. People can't under, people don't understand how people have visions and dreams. And God could take your little grandbaby and cause him to prophesy to you and give you a word, and you'll say, what? What did you say, son? What did you say, daughter? And the little baby will start speaking, telling you, what does say the Lord? And we'll say, oh, he just playing. No, he ain't playing. God have given, have put a spirit in man.
Amen.
Glory to God. So walk in y'all calling. I just want you all to know, I wish everybody was, I just so appreciate the callers and the listeners. I don't look at you all as callers and listeners. I embrace you all as my family. My family. I communicate with the people that come on this line more so than I do my natural family.
Amen.
Because it's in my spirit. It's in my spirit. So when I come on this line, I'm excited every day. I ain't feeling good in my body all the time, but I'm excited because I'm fellowshipping with like-minded people. I know that God is going to send his word to help somebody, to encourage somebody. That's all this is about. And we're not no teenagers. We don't have no teenagers on this line. We have seasoned women and men that come on this line. We ain't on here to play no games. I got two little grandchildren here. I could go in there and roll on the floor and play games with them. This is God's business, and we have to take it serious. Don't let nothing and nobody stop you from doing what God has put in your spirit to do.
Amen.
Nobody and nothing. The scripture said, I'll let nothing separate me from the love of God. Well, the love of God is doing his will. The love of God is being obedient to his voice, not your neighbor's voice, but God's voice. Amen.
Yes.
So God bless you all. We love you.
God bless. We love you too.
Amen.
This is my season to reap what I for grace, for I need somebody to prophesy with your body language and say, what you say? God is leaning in my direction. Don't prophesy. I said he's leaning. In whose direction?
In my direction.
Come on, you waiting on me to say it. You got to say it. Say it. My direction.
In my direction,
cause this is my seed
for grace,
for favor, yeah. This is my seed, come on y'all,
to be what I have sown.
Will you raise your hand and say, I've got a seed in the ground. Come on, open your mouth, say, I've got a seed in the ground. And I don't care what your circumstance says, it's already getting better.
William Murphy. Evangelist Bernard, did you have anything to say? Oh, she done cut off. Okay, then God bless. We're closing out.